Hi, you're listening to On the Town. I'm your host, Tanya Cooper, and this week's guest has performed at the Apollo, Caroline's, Gotham Comedy Club, you name it, he's done it, and he has some shows coming up that he wants to tell you about, and he wants to tell you how he thinks Trump really is the first colorful president. I mean, he really is, so he's going to explain it to you. Please give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for my guest, Mr. Raymond Norris, better known as Ray Ray from around the way. What's up, Ray?
Thank you for having me here. Thank you. On your ship, Talk of the Town. I'm glad to be on your podcast. This is a wonderful way to describe our second colored president.
Oh.
Barack Obama was our first black president.
Okay.
And now we have another colored president.
Oh.
Let me just describe that for you. He has yellow hair, orange skin, blue eyes, green money, and a black heart. Yes, I said.
And a black heart. And those, he's something else. Wow.
You know, he's loaded with money and evil.
I know. I feel bad for his poor wife, Melania.
Right?
Right?
His wife has a menstrual cycle. I think he does.
Oh, you think he has?
Every 3 weeks out the month, and just 1 week out the month, he acts normal.
Yeah. Well, someone said that when he's wearing the blue tie, he's different than where he wears the red tie. The red tie is the fake Donald. The blue tie is the real one. I was like, whatever.
I agree. He's authenticator of fake news.
Yeah, I think he invented that. Yeah.
Look at me. They're very fine people on both sides. What's talking about? On both sides of the street?
Uh-uh.
I know he was talking about Charlottesville.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He had a chance then, but I would like to give credit to Spike Lee for the movie that's coming out right now.
Oh, yeah.
About the black guy who infiltrates the KKK.
Oh, yeah.
And focuses on them for who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of the hoods, put on suits, and became politicians, Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, right. Yes, that's what they're talking about. So I can't wait to see that either. I heard a lot about it. But what do you call it?
Comedy.
What's that?
And we're not talking about my friend Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
We're talking about the Comedy Haven contest, which is on Saturday at Broadway Comedy Club.
Okay, Broadway Comedy Club.
Yes, that's this Saturday at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And order your tickets online.
Mm-hmm. Where?
At squareup.com /store/ Evan - White - comedy show.
Oh.
Pay at the door, and the phone number to Broadway Comedy Club is 212-757-2323.
Okay, so
if you're in the New York City area, come on down and check us out. A lot of comedians are battling for these residency spots, aid programs, and good spots on the pro show.
Oh, so so this is at Broadway Comedy Club?
Yes, Broadway Comedy Club on the main floor.
Oh.
Downstairs.
Okay.
And we are doing our very, very best.
Mm-hmm.
And please the people, keep them laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the stress out of your every mundane day.
Yes. Well, now question. Now, see, I haven't did Broadway in a while because I know sometimes they do the bringers. How does that work? How do you feel as a comedian? We started about the same time, about 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, about 4 years ago, I began the academic quest because I was always doing the what's known as the chitlin circuit.
Yeah.
With the urban circuit, for lack of a better word. All of the talk on Sundays, all of the urban rooms on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We do rooms where people are in bars talking, arguing, having conversations.
Okay.
Trying to get a joke out.
Wow, so that's amazing. That's the best. That's the, if you can do those rooms, you can do any room. That's what I heard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We developed the comedy
boot camp.
A voice.
Come here.
Yours distinct comedy voice.
Give it to you.
So if you can make it there, you can
make it anywhere. Right. Wow. Now you drive all them places?
I do drive because I prefer to be in my car. and not dealing with subways and loading with bed bugs or buses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to drive and give myself ample time to get there.
Okay. Well, how did, what was the first time you ever bombed?
Well, I know I was in the sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
and I did a couple of talent shows.
Mm-hmm.
A few of the jokes went well, but I think one of the jokes didn't go so well in the sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
because we were talking about a young lady who just got bad breath.
Oh.
But a great singer. She gave me back the microphone. I had to, wipe it off and blow it off.
That's me. That's me. You did that to that poor girl.
We all love the young lady. May she rest in peace. Her name is Cheryl Davis.
Well, why are you going to blow the girl up, Cheryl? We do not in any way condone or verify, objectify.
I asked the crowd to give a round of applause for Cheryl Davis. She did a wonderful job.
Mm.
But I wouldn't a better job of brushing her teeth.
You did? Oh, that's horrible. Oh, that poor girl. I'm humiliated for her. Oh, my God.
We really wish you would have brushed her teeth.
Oh, that's Jack. So that was a, but yeah, but that wasn't a bomb. When's the person you bombed? Like, dead silence audience.
Dead silence, no crickets. I think the first time I tried some strict comedy, and my body didn't look like it's supposed to look.
Uh-huh.
So when I got down through the last two, three outfits, the outfits were funny, but comedy didn't match the outfits.
Oh, okay.
I need a few more jokes to match those outfits.
I can imagine that. Oh, God. Yeah. That's funny. Well, what about, go ahead.
And I had to learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do different techniques,
mm-hmm.
or you're trying out something new,
mm-hmm.
you could bomb.
Right.
And what did I hear? Dead silence.
Right.
So what did I do? I got out of that joke mode that I was in,
mm-hmm.
and went back to some guaranteed funny jokes.
Okay.
That are mine,
mm-hmm.
that I do, and those brought me back.
Okay, so you saved yourself.
Yeah, I saved myself.
Okay.
You started out feeling really good.
Mm-hmm.
The show was going really well. You were way up there.
Right.
And then you go on a track.
Right.
You tried some new stuff.
Right.
And it wasn't quite working for that audience,
mm-hmm.
but you saved yourself, mm-hmm. and you ended up on a high note.
See, I don't.
I told you nothing to thank you.
Now, see, I don't try new stuff. Well, actually, now I'm at the stage where I do. But I don't really venture. I do my old stuff, and I may add in one little tiny piece of something new. If it's like brand new and just came to my head that how I could work it better, then I'll do it.
Right.
But everything else, I test out on mics like 8 times first.
That's true. And you know what else I like to tell
mm-hmm.
you? When I was home, my wife said that was a great set, the last show that I did
mm-hmm.
on fourth. And she said, why don't you try some new material? I said, well, let me tell you some jokes, some new jokes about my new girlfriend.
You told your wife that? Oh, my gosh. I'm surprised. And you're happily married with three beautiful kids, right? Three beautiful kids.
She's a wonderful young lady.
Okay.
But she's a fighter. She's looking for me right now. Her and her lynch mob.
Her lynch mob, they're looking for you. Where he at? Well, listen, let me ask you something. What do you think about Kanye West's statement when he said about the slavery and that, you know, all was no big deal? Yeah.
We know that Kanye
mm-hmm.
is not wrapped up too tight.
Right, he's 7:30. He's 7:30. That's what I call it.
Yes, he did say that, and he was under the influence of a lot of medication.
Yeah. And that Kardashian P. Kardashian P.
I'd like to share something about those Kardashians.
What?
All of the men that were men are not the same man that they used to be once they get influenced
yep.
by the Kardashians.
Yep, they got that power pee.
Yeah, what happened is, it's the kind of pee that starts a war.
Yep. You see, she was in the White House, right?
Yeah.
She was like in the White House. She would love to marry herself some Trump.
He got himself a pardon for a female prisoner,
mm-hmm.
and that was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But where pardon Rob Kardashian can lose his weight if you want.
Oop.
Rob is a
fat slob. Rob is a gone slob. Well, he got all them girls to compete with, so I
got the girls because they only want the money. Black China, very smart. She got the baby.
Yep.
She got the last name. Mm-hmm. And she got the check.
Yep, she got the check. He hit gold in that world. Well, what's up? What do you think about that? What about that? All the rappers marrying the strippers, and Drake, he strung out on goddamn strippers. Had a baby with one, allegedly.
Sure did. And you know what? What happens is...
Actually, no, she's a porn star. Sorry, she's not a stripper. She's a porn star. Big difference.
Yeah, she's a porn star. Mm. So, wouldn't you want the best sex possible?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to marry the prize. Hello. It's not the prize no more if you marry it.
Yeah, it's a trophy, girl.
But
she's an arm trophy that walks away. Mm-hmm. I'll give a description of that in this brain analogy.
Mm-hmm.
He is a salad that he tossed, and the fish that he eats, and the beat, once he finishes, is the number one hit album. She gets up and walks away with a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And Drake, everything he does is $2 million a pop.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, have a baby about me and be a millionaire.
Right.
Have a baby about me and I'll give you two.
He won up 50. I think it's crazy.
Real good right now.
Mm. And what do you think of the natural hair movement that's going on?
Yes, I'm also trying to restart my natural hair.
By the way, people, he's bald.
I'm having a follicly challenged moment. I'm bald.
Follicle challenge. Oh gosh. Uh-huh. Yeah. What advice would you give? You know, I've been going to the mics in Westchester, and there's a lot of new comics out. Like, it's like 30th this mic all the time. They're like coming out 20-30 comics. What advice would you give to any new budding comic that's coming out?
I would tell all new comics that are coming out, this is a real fact. Stop now and save yourself pain.
Yeah, I hear you.
Stop now, save yourself pain, get a real job.
I know, yeah. Have you ever...
You can support yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pursue your passion, but prepared for rejection.
Mm-hmm.
You have to develop a strong sense of will. Mm-hmm. I will do better.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get better, you're going to have to get used to people not wanting you to shine.
Yes.
If you're doing real well and doing good,
mm-hmm.
other comics that are in the industry,
yep.
that may be older than you, veterans, they're not going to want you to outshine them.
Nope.
And they don't want to go on after you.
Yep.
For example, I was next to the closer.
Mm-hmm.
I did a really great set.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer got up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very much dated.
Mm.
And people were talking, giving up, walking out. They knew it was material.
Mm.
It's funny. But they kind of really got what they wanted when they saw me.
Mm.
New material, new funny guy.
Mm.
And I'm good looking.
The best looking in the tribe, baby. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, you're from my tribe. You're that Congo tribe right there. You got Cote d'Ivoire. Tribe, I see.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, because we could pass for brother and sister.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you that we can pass for brother and sister because you look good. I look good. We're not blood relatives. There's no incest involved.
No, you didn't come up on my I did the ancestry DNA, and it's amazing. So I found out the at first it said I was 27% Russian. And then, you know, African, like, it was a lot of Africans, which was good. It was seven types, right? So it was like Senegal, Nigeria, Congo a lot, and mostly Ivory Coast and Israeli and Syrian and something else, Moroccan. And then there was a little bit of Portuguese, Southeast Asian, some other something, Lithuanian and Scandinavian, Russian. But then they reconfigured because they took more DNA from people. So now it comes back that I'm more like 80% African and then the other pieces. So I was like, oh, only thing Russian about me is I'm Russian to figure out is this real or not, you know? So
the only question about it is that, like I tell people all the time, you're running like, well, no, I'm not Russian, I'm American.
Exactly.
Against my will. I'm American, but it was against my will.
Well, see, this is the thing. I used to say that, but then I forgot. You know, some of us is here in Native American, some of us here as Moors. Some was here as, like, my, we're doing back lineage from my grandfather's side, and we can't, they, we don't find them. We found them here forever. Like, it goes on and on and on and on, stating that they might be, but they're what we call passing. Like, my grandfather, I thought he was white all my life until I just recently found out it says on his birth certificate that he's black. So I was like, what? He's black? He's a Negro? What? So I was shocked. I was very shocked, but I mean, I'm happy. It don't matter. It don't matter what he is. I don't really care. But now it explains, you know, why, I don't know. Let's just say, I'm not sure his family was messing with him too much after he married my grandmother, but we won't go there on that one. It's just interesting to see how the ancestry plays out, you know, but that's when I went, when I said, you're a part of my tribe, because most African-Americans came in through Congo, were pulled from Congo, a certain part of Africa where they were pulled from. Most of us have, most of us, yep. So we are by the 20th, 30th, 40th relation, depending. It's very easy out of 10 black people that three of them come from one of the same tribes.
Of course. You know? I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have to find out when I turn around and I show people my ID, which is the back of my head. You see the back of his head? African head.
Speak for yourself. Even though I do got a jacked head. I got a jacked head. I ain't gonna lie. When I shave it down.
Man,
I did it. I loved it. It was the most refreshing hairdo ever. I wanted to do it recently, but I was like, nah, ain't that stupid. It took me too long to grow my hair.
Yeah, but if you shave your hair, even when you put makeup on, mm-hmm. everybody knows you're a girl.
Yeah. Actually, no. Let me tell you, I was in the village one day when I had shaved my hair really low like that. And actually, I was thinner than. So I was walking and these two gay guys were behind me and they were arguing over if I was a trans or not. I mean, I was so hurt. I was like, what? So I turned around. And I said, would you like to see my vajayjay? Or would you like to see my breastises and see that there's no scars on them? And they were, one was mortified. He was like, ew, no, thank you. I was like, ah, I thought so, Miss Thing. Don't be trying to say that I'm a man. Look at my shoulders. These are not men's shoulders. Even though I do, when I work out, I do get kind of frolic. But I was like, these are not man's shoulders. Look at my hips. Look at my hips. My hips is all women. So they were laughing and like, oh, my God, woman's embarrassed. Like, oh, shit, I can't believe you said that. So, you know, I think when I shave it, I can look a little manly if I don't put no makeup on. I'm just saying.
You know, that's the warning. Of one of your better side to your good side. Because you want to use that to scare the guy off and take your dinner last night. Go your makeup off and he's gone.
No. What's the worst thing you ever did when you was dating? What's the worst thing that you ever did to tell a guy, a girl, to get rid of her? What's the worst thing you ever did?
What happened? I lied to her and I told her. I said, my dick just going to get too big for you.
You told her that?
Yeah. You know
the
story Pinocchio?
Yes.
She said, no, Pinocchio, every time he told a lie, his nose got bigger.
Mm-mm.
I said, every time I tell you I love you, my
dick gets bigger. Oh, my God, no. You told her that?
I'm leaving right now. I said, she's getting bigger. I said, well, you're going to get bigger than
me. Oh, my God.
Guess what? She had a mouthful.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. That's one of those... That's one of those late night under the cellar jokes. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
You know what I told? I had to let her know. She said, are you lost? What are you doing around here, husband? I said, yes, I did get lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, you're not, young man. You want to know how much it costs. One was about your size,
mm-hmm.
and one was just a little taller than a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The tall one took a puff of a cigarette and passed it short one. She started laughing. I said, well, tell me, how much is it for? Because it's $50 for you. I said, I got about 25.
Mm-hmm.
The short one started to laugh. She said, my name is Little Lisa, and I'm half her size. So I'll charge half the price.
Oh, God. No, you were crazy.
I've been married to Little Lisa now for 25.
You are horrible. Oh my God. I didn't know you do dirty jokes. You do clean set too?
Yeah, clean set. Even that dirty joke didn't have no curses in it.
Okay.
I just want that lets you know that my wife really gets mad at that.
I know she does. She's like, I know, goddamn midget.
Midget, but the worst part was that she was home.
You said that. If you're listening, Mrs. Norris. Oh my goodness. I know. But listen, so what else do you have coming up? Because we believe it or not, I can't believe the time is ticking away and we almost done. What else you got coming up?
Well, I have on September 26th, I'll be at Lorraine's in Parkchester in the Bronx.
Okay.
In Harlem this Sunday, I'll be at Triple Palms, doing comedy at Triple Palms in Harlem.
Okay.
I booked this weekend, both days, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Next weekend, there's a couple of other events on Wednesday. At the room is 806 East Tremont Avenue.
Oh.
I'm just greatly blessed.
I know, I see that.
And I'm constantly working. So we got a big concert, we got a birthday party, a comedy show. Then in September the 15th, I'm at 248. That event show starts at about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
At the daytime party, Blazers and Hard Bottoms.
Nice.
And as we go into October and end of September, I'll be on the boat.
Oh.
A horn thrower.
Wow.
In New York City Harbor. Performing comedy for about an hour, and now she'll be going to LA late November and performing there for Thanksgiving. And we're going to be giving away great comedy and gifts and prizes out of LA.
Nice. So you're just doing the thing, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to get myself picked up for a TV show.
Yeah. Why don't you write your own project? I can write a show for you. You know I write, right? You know I write. Okay, good. So you got something good. Okay, but I'm just saying, if you ever get stuck, holla at the girl. Yeah, you're my comedy. You're my comedy brother for life, man. We went into training camps together, so it's all good.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how's my friend Deuce Weaver doing?
Oh, man, he's out in L.A. He's doing the thing, you know?
Yeah, I see.
So some of the comics that we went to school, out of 20 of them, though, there's only four of us still doing it. I think one, two, three. I think, actually, Thalia just started back, and she does a radio show in L.A. She moved to L.A. So there's a few people that are still doing it, but very, out of 20, probably like four, maybe five, maybe. Yeah, so, Yeah, anything else? Yep, Keenan, you, and Thalia, and somebody else is doing it. Who is it? One other person. I can't remember who it was that I saw that's still doing it. I think so. I can't remember her name. But anyway, anything else you want to talk about before we go?
Just want to let you know that since my wife is working full-time and goes to school full-time, and we got three children, a
3-year-old,
a 4-year-old, and a
16-year-old.
Wow. I'm taking all applications for girlfriends now.
Yeah, we
got to
run them through your wife first.
He's going to actually allow them to come in and stay with us.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do the cleaning, cooking.
Okay, y'all swinging like that. Okay.
Well, no, I'm supposed to do the work around the house.
Oh, the work.
The
I got you. Make men before. I got you. I feel you. So listen, thank you so much for being a guest on the town. And you know, you're always welcome here. I love kicking it with you. You know that. And so we'll be checking out you out Saturday at a Broadway Comedy Club.
Yes, please come on down.
Yes.
You can call and pay in advance.
Yep.
You can check on my page.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to everyone. What's your Instagram?
Yeah, what's your Insta page? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ray Norris Comedian on Instagram.
Okay.
And you can get that link off that flyer.
Okay.
You can follow me on Facebook at Raymond Norris. And you can also catch me on cushionmingle.com.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. And his wife will be bringing the Lord to you. So if you believe that one, you'll be reaching out and touching somebody, and it won't be by an angel. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want to say rest in peace, sleep in peace.
I know. I know Aretha Franklin. I know. Word up.
So I like to let everyone know that I really do respect my wife. Yeah. I just like to make a lot of jokes about her.
Yeah, we know you love her.
Without the laces, and I'm literally wearing slippers.
Well, thank you for checking us out with your slippers. This has been Raymond Norris and comedian Raymond Norris. Saturday, check him out at the Broadway Comedy Club and check him out on Instagram. And I'm your host, Tanya Cooper, and you've been listening to On the Town, the podcast. And please join us again Sunday at 6:30.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ray. Bye.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.